Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you are happy and well when you get this message. Norm, I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, my parents bought me a brand new mattress. My melons and ass cakes had grown 4 times bigger than the size they were when I was younger. I was 5'2" tall. I had long brown hair down to the top of my ass. I also had brown eyes and near-perfect teeth after wearing braces for 3 years. My mom saw that I was becoming a woman, and a woman needs a real bed. Norman, on a Monday morning, the bed was delivered and it was installed in my bedroom by the mattress company. Of course, I thanked my parents. The bed was firm and soft, and it was made to resist stains. Norm, a day or two later, at around 3:30 in the morning, I felt my bed move. At first I was scared, but then I figured the bed was just settling in. Perhaps the bed had sat inside a warehouse for a year or two. But the bed wasn't expanding or contracting or adjusting itself to its new user. There was literally someone inside my new mattress. While I lay on my back atop my mattress, wearing only panties and a brassiere, an enormous cock rose out of my mattress, and it drilled its way through my wet panties. The mammoth cock went deep into my tight asshole. Norman, it was a real schlong. I guesstimated that it was 12 inches long and 2 inches wide. While I lie atop my bed, the cock went in and out of my delicious asshole hundreds of times. As the prick hammered my crap hole, I came. And as I came, I moaned. Before I could leap from the bed bounced me up and down a couple of times until I was lying face down on my new mattress. I was no longer wearing panties. My panties had disintegrated when my stink star got pummeled. The dick rose out of the mattress and it lodged itself deep into my creamy fuckhole. Norman, I was being banged out really hard by someone living inside my new mattress. Of course, I came and I moaned, just like I did when my shithole was crammed. While I bucked my tasty girl hips, my bedroom door suddenly swung open and my parents burst into the bedroom. My mom and dad pulled me off the titanic-sized cock. While my thighs and ass cheeks shook from the afterglow of multiple powerful orgasms, my mom swung an iron frying pan into the bed again and again. As my mother swung the greasy iron pan into the bed, my father drove the blade of a camping axe deep into the mattress. While my folks worked to kill the big-dicked intruder, a bearded Muslim wearing a black robe tore his way out of the mattress. The Muslim was very close to coming, so he pumped himself off, blowing his jism onto my tits and also onto my mother's face, and then he yelled, "Allah Akbar," as he dove headfirst through my second-story bedroom window. While the medics applied an ice pack to my swollen pussy, one of the paramedics tapped me on the shoulder, and he said,
"When I was a kid, I asked my dad if I could have a quarter. I wanted to buy a plastic spider ring that was in a gumball machine near the front door of a store. When my old man gave me the 25 cents, I put it in the gumball machine and I turned the handle. When I lifted open the metal door to retrieve my spider ring, I was surprised at what I found inside the plastic vending machine capsule. It wasn't a plastic spider. It looked like a penis, and there was blood inside the vending machine capsule. I gave the plastic capsule to my pop. My father examined the capsule for a long time. He kept turning and turning the capsule. Eventually, he told me there wasn't a spider ring inside the plastic capsule. There was a dick inside the capsule. My pop tried to measure the dick. He finally figured the plastic capsule contained 9 inches of a very fat cock. My old man figured that the vending machine dude likely cut off his dick when he was opening boxes containing plastic spiders, and somehow his penis fell into one of the plastic capsules, and the vendor sealed it, and he dropped it into the gumball machine. My dad and I never talked about the lopped-off penis again, though I often think about that story when I'm driving. That's a hard thing to get over.
Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, if ever you get a mattress delivered to your bedroom, be careful there is no one living inside it. You could take a dick to your minge and brown eye. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call you all the time, but you never call me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate my clitoris and fuck hole while I smoke weed, tap my bong, dry hump a pillow, and come while I lie atop my dead grandmother's whiskey, semen, and piss-stained mattress. Oh! Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Just rolling a cigarette, fuckstick. So last week I talked about how I accidentally ran over 4 people that were camping in the woods. I ran them over with my Argo Frontier. It's an 18-horsepower ATV, 6 wheels, 6 big balloon wheels. It has fins like flippers, so it can move you through the water, but it doesn't really move through water really well. But my Argo Frontier is not like it originally was. It's not stock. I bored out the cylinder. I put in bigger rings. I put nitrous oxide in it. I changed the belts that go to the centrifugal clutch on it. I changed the belts on it, put a bigger clutch in it. It's way faster and much more responsive. I drive around in it all the time. And usually I drive around it when I'm wearing a Superman cape, or I'm going out there to smoke dope, or I'm going out there to beat off, or I'm going out there to check my game cameras to see what's out there. Did you know that if I could get a picture of a Sasquatch, they say they're in Michigan, if I could get an actual picture, that's worth like $100,000. I wouldn't have to keep begging you to help support my servers in this recording. I wouldn't need that anymore. I'd just take the $100,000 I found the Sasquatch, and I'd be on all the fucking covers everywhere for finding a real Sasquatch. That's why I check the game cameras. But mostly in the game cameras, I just see black and white shots that are sort of blurry of chicks sucking off dudes out in the woods. They're sucking them off. They're on all fours. They're taking 12 inches up to crapper. Women love to do this shit in the woods because they need to get you away from your friends. He'll talk sense in you. He'll tell you how goddamn ridiculous you are. She needs to have you fully and deeply hypnotized to take action, to control you, and she doesn't want any of your friends around you ever again. And you'll see that when you get older, unless you're already old now, you notice that all your friends have disappeared because she didn't allow any of them to hang around you anymore. It was just her. But the game camera pictures are always fucking blurry. I always get shots of chicks giving dudes head jobs, and they're out in the goddamn woods. It's really creepy. You want to see how unsexy it is, how unsexy getting ahead is, look at it in a black and white game camera that's mounted to a tree, and look at that blurry ass image, and look at that slut work. It's terrible, the abuse. So I ran these people over, the 4 people. It wasn't really more than 4. It was 2 tents and 4 tents and 2 people in each tent. So you had 8 people totally with the 4 tents. They're pup tents. And when I ran them over, I heard bones crack, I heard moans and all kinds of shit. I've done it before. It's an accident. Accidents means you're not liable. And I ran them the fuck over. When I got out and I used a flashlight and I walked through each tent, not one goddamn tent had a chick in there that wasn't giving a guy a hand job. Every fucking man and woman in each pump tent was getting a hand from some bitch. She was pumping him off, taking control of his gear shift lever, and that means drive and drive only with her the rest of your goddamn life. She's got a hold of your stick shift. She'll never beat you off and bend your cock backwards, because that means go backwards, and that means move away from her, get away from her. They don't want that. So I took pictures of all these chicks giving these dude hand jobs. 8x10s I expanded them up to, and I got them in my bedroom now with all my other shit like that. I just put them on the wall. There's a hand there holding that cock. There's a hand holding that cock. There's a hand holding that cock. A hand holding that cock. They're always holding on to a cock because that is a control lever for you. So I had to bust my ass with these pictures. I took these beautiful photos, and then I had to bury all the bitches and all the dudes, and then clean the area up so nobody knows that I ran them the fuck over with my Argo Frontier 6-wheel goddamn ATV with bored out cylinders and bigger rings and nitrous oxide. But it was really discouraging when I saw that. It's never different. It's always the same. They grab hold of your cock to control you. And they always grab hold of your cock to control you. They're out in this fucking retreat, and they're not there because they're going to learn about squirrels. They're going to learn about a Sasquatch. They're going to learn about the ivory-billed woodpecker. They're going to learn about ancient Indian arrows that are still lodged in trees. There's supposedly hundreds of them up here in upper northern Michigan, and especially in the UP, ancient, actual ancient arrows with the feathering and all that, and the rock tip, the quartz tip on it, and they're worth a fortune, hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you find one, and usually they're fossilized because they've been in that tree so long. They shot at something, this Indian squaw, they missed it, and their arrow went into a tree, now it's priceless, and I look for stuff like that, all kinds of things like that. That's up here in upper northern Michigan. So I took pictures of these chicks clutching onto these cocks. You should have seen it. Some of the tents were still partially opened. You had to zip them up, and you looked in there, and there she was. His eyes are popping. Her eyes are popping. Both their mouths are open, and his cock's in her hand. She's got control. She's finally winning. She won't have to work if she can just get this guy. I'll do anything, man, if I don't have to fucking work, man. I'll beat him off night and day. This is working really fucking hard. And this is supposed to be honor? This is supposed to be some type of nobility, some kind of goddamn old days prestige. I got a real woman on my hand. Every chick was clutching onto his cock, and only one dude did I see with his pointer finger in one chick's pussy. She was dead, too. They were both dead. One pointer finger in her pussy like he was afraid to put in four fingers. Man, I always put four fingers in a bitch's cunt every goddamn time. I want to see how big the hole is, and usually four fingers drops in like nothing. He just had one finger in like he, you know, I don't know, man. You're so dainty, a little lovely fucking little Chinese, English girl, little fucking tight thing. I don't want to hurt you, man. Putting one finger in. They don't want one finger. They want your fucking police flashlight sitting in your fucking backpack, jammed up her cunt now, and most Ricky chick and into her asshole. I'm just going to put one finger in. That's all I saw. One dude putting one finger into her pussy. And she had her hand clutched around his cock like, what do they call it, a death grip? Big, long acrylic nails, and they're all closed around the cock. It's like a, like some kind of a bird handle, like some kind of, you know, their feet on a bird, the claw wrapped around, wasn't going to let go of it. The best thing that could have happened to those people was, indeed, to get crushed, each one of them, while they're in their goddamn flammable tent as I run them the fuck over with my Argo Frontier. They got their just reward, didn't they? They got what they deserved. Taking this poor fucker offline, he can never have nothing again, can never own nothing again. Every goddamn day's a battle from morning till night when you're with a bitch, and she's always conniving, and when you're at work, she's fucking a guy next door, buying groceries for the guy on the other side of the house. That's what they are, man. It'll never change. Why don't they say this stuff online? Why don't they say this stuff on the news? Because they can't sell nothing then. If you're really exposed to what a woman is, you can't sell a goddamn thing. Even if a woman kills six kids on the lake, they'll always start this way. She was experiencing a hardship beyond a hardship. We didn't know what we could do. The poor thing, she tried and struggled until she could no longer fucking do it, and she killed everybody. They don't paint that really good up there. But it seems like, you know, it's sort of deserved and all. So, when I got everybody buried, all fucking eight people, because I ran them over the Argo Frontier, when I got them buried, when I took pictures of them clutching onto these guys' cocks, and I especially took a picture of this homo that was just dipping his finger into the chick's cunt, this little tiny, so dainty thing, he was like my friend Eric, a little fucking German girl, is a woman who lived above me once when I had an apartment when I was going to university. Little German girl above you, man. She was no little German girl. She was an experienced weightlifter and was creepy in every way, but he saw her as a little German girl. Little German girl, I don't want to pierce your shithole. What are you doing putting your finger in, man? Fruit. You should have all fucking 10, 12 inches crammed into her, and you shouldn't be in the fucking tent. You should be having her draped over a stump and banging her from the rear with all 10, 12 inches you got into her shithole, into her cunt. You gotta leave some kind of mark, some kind of impression that'll stay with her the rest of her life. I mean, what are memories? Memories are nothing more than just scars. There's good scars and bad scars, but there's scar tissue that are actually ingrained in the brain, and you gotta leave some kind of memory with her with regards to how you were sexually. And you want to leave that, man. Every time she thinks it, you want to think of your big goddamn boner
crammed in her back end while she's draped over a fucking tree stump. Fire ants coming out of the tree stump. Mice coming out of the tree stump. Like she's gone backwards in fucking time. All kinds of shit. And some shit there from a raccoon that stopped for a minute. You gotta ingrain these things. You gotta burn a good permanent memory in there. That's what memories are. They either sound good or bad, but they get burned in regardless. So when I was done burying everybody, fuckstick, when I was done taking all these pictures, I've taken pictures before. Some tramp out in the woods trying to control a guy. She's got no goddamn money, can't make her car payment. She owes $90,000, and she hopes if she whacks you off that you respond like a normal man. I can't tell you how many times chicks have said to me, "You don't respond right. He's not responsive." Or he's, what's the one time a woman said to me? I can't remember exactly what she said. I can't remember what she said. He doesn't respond like a normal person, or you don't feel things. I don't remember what she said, but she was dead right. And then I told her, yeah, for you. Once you know, for you out there controlling the shit out of people, worming their way into his life, pay my $100,000 in bills, 10 fucking charge cards, thousands of dollars in makeup fees and HD makeup. None of that shit makes any sense to any fucking guy on the planet. They only do it because they want to keep getting fucking head in a hand job and getting their crapper aimed at them. That's why they do it. Now, that's embarrassing on your part. I'm not like that. Not buying any chick a bunch of goddamn makeup or Merle Norman or whatever the fuck it is. I'm not buying anything like that, man. Take it or get out of here. Beat it or get lost. That's kind of what I really think. And lots of women respect that, man. All they expect at the end is maybe you make them a spaghetti dinner in your house. You got some shake on cheese? You got fixings to make meatballs? I can do that. Here it comes. Here comes your spaghetti dinner. And then just before I get to the table, I see here comes her spaghetti dinner. She's leaning over. She's adjusting the salt and pepper. I cram her from the goddamn rear, and the table falls, and the legs break off, and the spaghetti's all over, and just fucking away all night long like chicks want. So when I'm done burying everybody, when I'm done making the pictures and creating pictures, I still got a fucking film camera, 35mm. And I also develop in black and white because it's easier. You got fixer, you got developer, you got a couple of pans, you got your 35mm film, you got your dark light. I still produce these things because the images that I make are incomprehensible. They're almost from the fucking devil. They're almost from wherever Satan lives, from hell or something like that. I don't take normal pictures. When I used to take pictures before, I almost always got a phone call from the developer, from the store, whoever it was, and said, yeah, there's a kind of a question about your photos. And I always say, what about the photos? What don't you see in there? Just two people having a good time, and I hang up on them. I didn't go back, but I always put the wrong address or wrong phone number when you're developing film. Never give them your right address or your right fucking address or phone number. Nothing like that. What are you talking about? Those are just perfectly normal goddamn pictures that men and women take. That's what men and women do. They fuck, man. So when I was done burying them, and I was done cleaning the area up, I got my Argo Frontier, and I had some fucking marijuana in the little container I have in the Argo Frontier. And I smoked that goddamn down like nothing. I got peppermint schnapps and I got coffee. I mixed them together. I drank that down. I smoked the fucking dope. I listened to some radios. One particular radio personality that I like very much. I listened to him. Well, I sat there and relaxed knowing that I had done the fucking world a favor with my Argo Frontier. 6 goddamn wheels finished them off. Nobody ever believes or ever thinks about how they're going to die. But they should die, people like this, in the worst way. They deserve it and they get it and they get what they get. Controlling him through his cock, clutching onto his cock. I mean, she was beating him when I rolled over their tent. They were all beating at the same time. Why? Because once one chick's pussy starts emitting all kinds of pussy odor, that means there's dick nearby, there's meat nearby. The other chicks, it goes back to the cave days, it's built into their fucking brain, the subconscious, whatever, the other half, a heart of darkness, whatever you want to call it. It's built into them. When they smell the stench of some woman's pussy really breeding out, really billowing out, blowing out all kinds of stench of pussy, they think, wow, man, I'm getting turned on. I want some dick, too. And then they start getting wet. Then the chick in the next tent starts getting wet. Then the fourth tent starts getting wet. They're all dripping fucking little bucketfuls of pussy juice from their cunts out in the woods, and they all start clutching on the guy's cock because they now know that's the key to everything. That's the skeleton key to the front door like they used to have in the old days. I once owned a home and it had a skeleton key in the front door. It's a beautiful place. They got the skeleton key now to everything. I'm going to get all I want. He's got 80 grand. He's got 400 grand in his IRA from working at the factory for fucking 40 years. I'm getting all that shit. They know all the tricks, man. You got to be married to a woman, a man, at least a year or 2 years to get Social Security, collect their Social Security. They know every fucking thing. And there you are. She's such a nice girl. I think she's the sweetest thing. She's got a great personality. I like talking to her and going out with her. This is you talking completely like you've lost your goddamn mind. You have that problem, come over by me. I'll run you the fuck over with my goddamn truck. I got an ancient Ford 150. I'll fucking run you over and take you out of your misery. You won't have to go through that embarrassment and that complete annihilation by a bitch, because society wants you to do this. They want you to hook up with that bitch because now you're going to buy shit. She wants shit, and they're going to work her through you. They get to her, tell her, and then she tells you and makes it look like it's your goddamn idea. That's what it is, a big manipulation game. Here we come, you and I, big fucking rubes, big mama lukes. Look at the couple of fucking mooks coming this way for that bitch. You got to be careful. You have to have your eyes open all the time, fuckstick. So, when I'm done burying everybody, I take a small broom that I keep in the SU in my ATV. And a small broom will get rid of tracks and stuff. I just sweep the whole area with a small broom. I shake a bunch of leaves on it. There was nobody there pumping a bunch of dudes off, trying to get to their sack, their balls, their cum, trying to give them an orgasm to control them. An orgasm shouldn't be the permission to your mind, shouldn't be the gatekeeper to your mind. It shouldn't fucking allow everybody to walk into your mind because some slag gave you an orgasm. You should be aware of that like I am. Even if you're coming, you say this to yourself. She's not getting nothing. She's not getting nothing. She's not going to own this house. As you're coming, she's not going to own this. She's not going to get my goddamn Lamborghini. She's not going to get my 1962 rare 22 window Volkswagen worth a fucking fortune. I'm going to come. You have to keep saying that. You have to keep reiterating it, giving yourself self-hypnosis suggestions to be able to power this shit off. So I bury everybody, I load up the Argo Frontier. As I'm coming home, I'm pretty wasted. Now, I got a Superman cape, I've had this, and I do it for complete mental freedom. A chick in Manhattan wanted me really bad, and she made me a Superman cape, and I use the Superman cape, and I drive around in the Argo Frontier in my practically nothing, usually in my underwear, underpants, but another third or two-thirds of the time, I got nothing on, just a big, bouncing, meaty dick, 15.5 pounds and 14 and a half inches, and just bouncing around and singing, having my baby, and out in the fucking woods, the lyrics of that song, Have My Baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I love to say that because I know bitches hate that song, driving around on my Argo Frontier, completely free. That's what I like, and that's what you like, but it's too late for you. You're too deeply vested. You've been hooked early on, and you can't get out. That's why people hire assassins and other things, don't they? Fucking landmines, fucking hand grenades to take somebody out. So I load up the Argo Frontier. I'm feeling good. I cleaned up the area. I tell myself it's an accident. I sell myself on it. I'm good on that shit. And I head back to my house. My house, which is on 100 acres in the middle of nowhere, way up here in upper northern Michigan, though I think I've seen it sometimes shown on the internet, which isn't very nice. And I drive back there, and I pull the Argo Frontier into the yard. I'm feeling pretty good, man. I got all kinds of pictures of women's fucking calloused hands holding on the cocks with their big acrylic nails. Big acrylic fucking red nails, man. I pull in, I got the pictures, I feel good, I cleaned up the crime scene, or the accident scene, I'd rather say. And when I get there, there's a chick there in a prime truck. And I say a prime truck, you're going to say, wow, great, Norm, you're getting a delivery. I'm not getting a delivery, simp. I'm getting a fucking chick there that I've banged before. I got a reputation among the Amazon female prime drivers way up here in upper northern Michigan because I've fucked four or five of them now many times. When they come to your door, you probably don't understand this. They think of this. Wow, there's a bed in there. Wow, there's a bathtub in there. Wow, he's probably got a cock ring. Wow, he's probably got a big dildo. He might have a sex machine that he had a 220-volt outlet put into his house. He may have that in there, big fucking dildo moving up and down, all stainless steel. He may have weed in there. He may have LSD in there. He may have fucking crack in there. He may have fucking smack in there, all kinds of heroin. And they think of this when they come to the door, and then when they see me, I don't know how it is with you. You may be very ugly. You may be very repulsive. When they see me, they think, wow, there's a bed just past him. There's his cock right there. When I was a young kid, I don't know how old I was, 8, 9 years old, I used to think, wow, look at just fabric. Just a piece of fabric blocks your vision from her cunt. Just a piece of fabric blocks your vision from her big bulbous chits with gigantic areolas with pimples on them and hairs coming out of them and big goddamn extended nipples. There's just fabric there, man. Look at the fabric. Some chicks don't wear panties. I don't know why. I don't know how you could. They don't wear panties. And there she is just past that fabric. There's the fucking, what do they say? There it is, the big goddamn hole, big thrusting hole, expanding and contracting, unfurling, getting wet for dick. If you understood how the pussy worked, you'd be really scared. When they get turned on, their cunt will actually unfurl. It stays very tiny. Look it up on Google if you want. It's only, they say it's only about 3 inches long. 3 inches, 4 inches tops. That's how big the Google says the pussy's cunt is. Here's what they don't tell you, and they're never going to tell you this. The pussy unfurls according to what she's seen. It'll unfurl and adjust itself, self-adjusting cunt, and because of what they saw with you. They look at your bulge, they look at your teepee, they look at you, they look at the size of you, the height of you. If you're taller, that's even better. They look at how you walk, they see your teeth. When they see your bulge, their dick, their pussy now starts to unfurl, and it starts getting adjusted to the size of the cock it believes that you have. And how do they know this? How does that do this? Well, they train the pussy early on. Chicks shove every fucking thing under the sun in their cunt when they're young, and they still do it when they get older. Whatever's long and narrow has been in their cunt in someone's home. I feel sorry for parents, man. She's using utensils. She's serving stuff up for Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Half that shit has been in her daughter's cunt. It's just nobody understands it or wants to understand it. But the pussy unfurls. It's unfurling. It's getting wet. It's adjusting itself for your dick. They can't shut that off. They can't shut off that they're turned on. They've had people that have attacked women and everything else in bad ways. And these women were still turned on even though they were scared to death. They'll say, well, it's a psychological response. You can't stop it. It's physical. It's they're turned on, man. That's what it fucking takes. It's unfurling, man. So when I get there, there's the prime driver. And I've pumped her before. And I could say pumped, I could say make love, but I like to cut right to it. I like to say pumped. I don't want to say more than 6 or 10 words in any sentence. It's always been me. I don't have time to talk deeply. I don't have time to talk flowery or overwrite shit. I just say it quick and fast. I have to get it out because whatever I'm telling you is so fucking true. It's so fresh that I have to get out. It's freshly baked for you every goddamn time. I want to thank you for your fucking constant support on my server, which there is none. And would be always very helpful because the server bill is expensive because of the amount of hits I get on this recording. It's sick. They don't talk about me anywhere. They don't show me anywhere. But they know who the boss is, and so do you, man. Get on there. Get to the thing and help me keep the server going. Imagine this one time not being on the recording or disappearing. That's the end of Norm Augustinus. I mean, that scenario could happen. So she's standing there, and I say, how you doing? She says, great. I say, what are you holding on to? Now, I told you the trick that an Amazon Prime driver will use. If they can let the air out of the tire, it automatically transmits a signal on thing to their dispatch, to their headquarters nearby, and it tells them that they're dispatched. It tells their on their computers that that Prime truck is out of order. Now, it's out of order. It can go to like 45 minutes or even 60 minutes. I was told this a long time ago. They have that much time to be offline. It's like a fucking paid vacation. It's like they quit and took an hour break, which they're not allowed to do. If they let the air out of the tires, they can now do what they want in that 1 hour. And when she's standing there, I know that, and I look straight to the Prime delivery truck, and I see the back right rear is flat. It's flat because, why is it flat? Because she came to your correspondent for my big meat, my big 14.5 fucking inch long dick, 15.5 pounds. It's absolutely not a joke. When I was younger, I thought it was a freak. When I was younger, I didn't know what to do with it. I saw it and looked at it, and I used to think, is this normal? I always ask myself, is this normal? Do people think like this? Do people do anything that I do? And I got older, and I realized it doesn't really matter, man, what it is, as long as you don't need to go over the line or something like that. It's totally okay. So she's holding on to something, and I say to her, how you doing? What's up? I can't give you her real name. Let's make something up real quick. Let's call her I don't know what her name was. Let's call her, see, I have trouble making it up, so you know this shit is real. Let's call her Dawn. Dawn's standing there with her prime shorts on. They're made custom for them, by the way, in her prime shirt because they want them to appear attractive in a certain way when they come to your door. Dawn's standing there. The prime truck's there. It's a van, and it's got a rear flat tire that's flat. Now, the new electric ones and all that, they used to claim gasoline. They ran out of gas. They're looking for gas. The new electric prime trucks, they can't do that. So it has to be with regards to a gasoline-powered truck. And I say, hi, Dawn, what are you doing? What are you up to? And remember, I just buried a bunch of people. I took all these photos. I can't wait to develop the photos. I had some, it just was a great fun time for me out in the woods, which I like to be, out in the woods. So I say, what do you got? And she says, I brought these bath candles. And bath candles. I said, oh, bath candles. Wow, that's nice. Now, if you don't know this, or you do know this, a lot of chicks like these little candles. They float in a bathtub. And there's a candle in it, and it floats. It might look like a fucking one of these things in a swamp, these swamp lilies and all that. It looks like sort of like that, only it's a candle. And she said, I bought some bathtub candles over. Now, what does that mean? That means this. She wants me to bone her all night long. She wants me to create a tsunami, a fucking some kind of water goddamn spout in the tub as I'm fucking her, which I always do. She wants this. She wants a tsunami. She wants the water moving back and forth. She wants to be in tub with me. Once they get that idea, they can't shut it off. Once they get the idea that they want to ball you all night long, or they want to take you in a bathtub, or they want you to bend them over some fucking kid's toy, some moving back and forth thing with a spring on it in a fucking elementary school. I've done them all the time. It's like a little mini dinosaur on a big spring, and you sit on it, and you rock back and forth. I bang them on that many fucking times. But that's what she wants me to do, and that's what she brought the candles over. She wants the water out of control and fucking and all kinds of stuff in my bathtub. Now, I got to tell you, I've had trouble with the bathtub. I found a goddamn carpet. I tried to clean the carpet in the bathtub. The thing ended up being 600 pounds. You know, a gallon of water is like 8.7 pounds. That's how much a gallon of water weighs. I had a gigantic carpet, and the carpet went through the bottom of the tub. I just got over that. It was traumatic. The stink of the urine on the carpet and all that. The chicks came over. The only thing I could say is I fucked the two plumbers, the two chicks that came over. I fucked them both while they were working on the tub. That's the honest to God truth. And you could do it too. There's no secret. You can't say this to yourself or use this as an excuse like people will do. That's bullshit. That never happened. He didn't do that. He doesn't get that. Yes, I do, because I ask them straight out. You want to get it on? You want to fuck? And they never say no. They want dick all night long. They want to take it fucking day and night, night and day, till the day they die, till the day they're 80 years old. If you've put them up on a pedestal to such a degree that you think that they don't have a sex drive, or you may be one of those men that think this, I don't like the idea that they want dick. I don't like the idea that they have a sex interest, an interest in sex. I don't like that they have urges and sex urges and want dick and they command dick and they pay attention to their fucking innermost private needs. I don't like that. I want them to be dainty with a donut and they just cut it in half for me and we're in the backyard and we're sitting on our fucking hardwood dick and we're looking at the crickets and listening to crickets and fucking night flies and fucking all kinds of lightning bugs. That isn't reality. They want dick just like you want pussy all the time. And I'm not crapping you. How can I be this vested? How can I be this emotional about it if I'm telling a lie? You can't fool your body to do this. This is just me excited about the shit I talk about because it's all true and hardly anybody takes action on it like they should. I came to your house right now and your fucking wife or your wife was there and you weren't there. And she said, you're at the fucking screw machine factory. You're at the goddamn bolt making factory. You're working a die set and stamping parts out. The first thing I'd say to her is, do you want to fuck? I won't tell your husband yes or no. And you know what she'll say? Shit, yeah, I do. I'm sick of fucking that old goddamn crow. His goddamn dead dick, his pills, his all kinds of pills to get his cock up, his complaints. He's looking there, sitting on a handful of fucking hair on the pillow and we're done fucking. She doesn't want that. She says, yes, of course. Same with your sister. If I came over, it's the holidays, and you told me, hey, Norm, you want some brisket? Hey, come on in here. Happy holiday. Happy Hanukkah. She comes in and says it. He says this to me, and your sister's there. I'd find a way to get your sister away from you, and I'd bang her out, too. They just want it. I'd say this. Do you want me to split your seam, yes or no? Do you want to feel my balls as they swing in a high rate of speed like they've been catapulted from my ball sack into your shithole up there? They just swing uncontrollably, catapulted balls like you're fucking Roman times and catapulting hot fucking balls in the air and shit. That's what my balls are. I'm going to catapult my balls into your chick's assholes. I'm banging her out, your sister's asshole. I don't care. She wants it. Because she's your sister, we're supposed to shut her sex urges off. We're supposed to shut her needs off. Fuck that. If you want, you can stay there and watch me. Maybe I'll do you too. I'm not quite sure. So I say, yeah, that's really nice. Bathtub lovemaking. Isn't that something? So I say, let's go in the house. No, I really didn't want to kind of do it. And there's reasons I don't want to do it sometimes in a bathtub with a chick. And you should be aware of why you kind of should be on the lookout for doing your bathtub lovemaking. Here's why. If a chick is in there, remember, a bath that was invented for women. It was invented because they wouldn't take care from their waist down to the top of their thigh. That's where their shithole was and their pussy is. They wouldn't take care of that area, and it stunk all the time. They just didn't bathe it or anything. They didn't have the ability to. That's why they invented the bathtub. Now, when a chick gets in a bathtub, and she blows out a pussy fart, you're in a tub with her, you're sitting on the other side, you're laughing, you're giggling, she's making giggling sounds, you're laughing. Pussy! And you're in the fucking tub and she's laughing. Dick! And you're in a bathtub laughing like that and shit. The minute she blows a pussy fart, it's going to come up in a bubble form. Well, there's a lot of steam in that bathroom. There's a lot of steam coming off that hot water. When that pussy fart comes out and mixes with the steam, it is bad. It's really bad. It's like you're stuck in a swamp. You went down in a plane crash and you've been living in a plane for a week on other people's bodies. That's how bad the stink of her pussy fart. As the bubble came to the surface and contaminated the air, the stench of pussy coming out and it's being boiled, it's being heated, and that is really bad. It's the same thing if they shit. If they suddenly blow a, what they call a fart, if they suddenly have pass gas out of their ass, they blow a fart while they're sitting in a tub. Now, that fart comes to the surface in the form of a bubble, and when it gets to the surface, the bubble explodes. Kaboom! If you could hear it, you wouldn't believe it. Amplified 1,000 times. Kaboom! It's like a mini nuke bomb, a tactical nuke. It's boom as it comes to the surface. And the stench of shit was in that bubble. The stench of shit and the stench of cum, because some dude in the last 24 hours has blown his load into her shithole and marbleized her shit log, and now there's this horrible odor in there, and now you're in a bathtub with her, it comes to the surface, kaboom! All that stink comes to the surface, it's absolutely putrid. The same thing with her sugar walls. Some guy blew his fucking load in her cum hole, and the load there, she has a pussy fart, and everything that is in that cunt from that guy fucking her is fermented, gone bad, and it comes out in the form of a pussy fart. You're in a tub, and she maybe blows these bubbles out, these farts out, these pussy gas emulsions out, and you're stuck with it. You can't get out of there. You can't say something like this. Oh, fuck, does that stink? You're a goddamn animal. I'll be right back. I got a goddamn piano wire. I'm going to cut your fucking head off. You can't say nothing like that. You got to pretend like this. This is all normal. This is just an everyday life. All people experience this. It's okay. You're all right. Everything's fine. They passed me another Nabisco cracker and a mayonnaise and that fucking butter knife. That's what you're supposed to pretend like. But I can't help but notice the stench of that pussy and the stench of that fart. She's got her hips submerged below the water. They built a tub for women. That should tell you something. Well, it doesn't happen to guys. A dude's just got to pull his cock out and take a leak. He could go weeks without a bath. He could take a rag and wipe his asshole. He's as clean as a fucking, like anybody who just got out of the bathtub, but it's way more toxic when it comes to a goddamn woman. On top of it, there's always cum on a chick's tits. It's covered with cum. You can't see it because it's thin, very thin. She gets in that tub, that fucking hot air, that moisture, that steam coming off the hot water. It melts all that cum off. Now you're licking her tits and shit. You're drinking the last guy's cum. It's like you're there with a dude, like you're with him intimately, and that would make you a goddamn fruit. This isn't a fruit show. You're going to have to change the fucking channel, motherfucker. And that's what you, hey, this is really some good tits, except it's cum. That's what you get when you get in a bathtub straight away with a goddamn woman, isn't it? Can't really do stuff like that. And that's why I'm kind of behind the idea of wanting fucking her to come in with her pussy and her asshole exposed into a god hot, really hot bathtub. So, she says this to me. They're wood wick candles, Norm. They float above the water with Woodwick, and I had a good fuck with her. We had a good fuck, we had a good meeting, a good powwow. She smoked my peace pipe, and we're like, we're two Indians sitting down, make peace. She smoked my peace pipe, I went down to her goddamn pussy, her flames there, her goddamn brush fire, her cunt and all that, if she's a redhead, and we're sitting down. The thing you gotta worry about when they say Woodwick candles. Woodwick candles. Woodwick candles are this new thing. They're using Woodwick candles when they fuck. There can be five Woodwick candles on there. They make them on an applewood, cherry, cedar. That's what the Woodwick candles are made of. And they can go like 5 fucking hours, 6 goddamn hours. 5 Woodwick candles burn for 500 hours. Now, what she's saying to you there, well, the Woodwick candle, she wants you to fuck her a long, long time. I don't know about you, but I've had to fuck somebody a long time. As your cum bag dissipates, as the bag swells up and goes dry and there's nothing else in it, she suddenly turns ugly, man, real ugly, and you can't wait to get out of there. You start seeing flaws all over the fucking place, all kinds of wrinkles above her eyebrows. You see how bald she really is because the cum is out of your bag now, man. She's getting uglier and uglier and uglier. I can't fuck anybody for 5 goddamn hours. I want to get in and hit hot. I want to get in and pound away and pummel that meat so the meat knows you were there, man. Boom, 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 like a fucking boxer hitting a fucking one of those speed bags. Boom, 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 boom. I'm not there to make love for 5 hours and be sensitive with sensitive eyes and dilated eyes. I'm not there to do any of that and talk sensitive and touch her on the fucking shoulder and rub her side of her face. That's just not going to happen with me. Not ever. I hope that's not you either, because that means you've been pulled into the clutches of fucking marketing. Commercialization. I don't know if you know this with regards to Woodwick candles. They put out a lot of stink. They put out all these odors. They're applewood, cherry, cedar. Woodwick candles, they like to fuck to that because it makes a crackling sound. All kinds of crackling sounds with Woodwick candles, which means what? Chicks like to fuck in the woods and hear crackling sounds. They're making crackling sounds. They're burning crackling wood. So who do you think is starting the goddamn fires in the woods? It's got to be bitches. They're showing us clues all over the place. They like to fuck to the sound of crackling wood with Woodwick candles. And they're showing us this. They're fucking in the woods and they're starting these woods in the goddamn, these fires in the goddamn woods, aren't they? Yes, there's a strong, strong uptick, man. With regards to people, there's only one good thing that people start fucking like crazy, like the California fires. They started fucking like crazy when there was California fires. Why? Because the smoke is so heavy, like the mini Woodwick candles, that it douses the stench of pussy. It kills the stench of pussy. So someone's near the fires, they think, well, I can eat her out. I can finally eat Emily out. I can be a half inch away from her fuckhole, her fermented, toxic, odorous. The engrams in that cunt would scare you, the memories. I can now fuck it. I can be close to it because the woods are on fire. I can't smell her pussy anymore. Hallelujah, man. That's what you're thinking. Holy shit. The advantages of fucking in a tub are like you can't get toenail fungus. I can't get toenail fungus in a tub because her toenails touching my toenails. It won't transfer because we're underwater. Now, most toenail foot funguses, toenail fungus, are transferred when you're fucking a girl. She's on her back, a woman. She's on her back, and your toenails are touching her toenails because you're going deep and laying on top of her. Yeah, you're getting pleasure, but she's infecting you with a toenail fungus that's almost impossible to get rid of. You'll never get rid of it. The doctors try. Nobody can get rid of it. This memory of this slut you fucked is with you to the day you die. Look at his toenails. They got toenail fungus. Men don't get toenail fungus. Chicks transfer toenail fungus because they fucked 200 guys by the time they were 80 years old. Of course they got toenail fungus. That's all they live for. That's all they want is dick, night and day. Dick, dick, and more dick. So the uptick, all kinds of uptick. Big fucking, hey, let's start fucking. There's heavy smoke out there. I can't stand the stench of your pussy. And I got a goddamn court of law license that says I have to be around you. I have to pay your bills. I have to take care of you. Give me some kind of concession here. Let's fuck out where the smoke is really dense by the pool. We're only 200 feet from the fire. Look at it. Because you can finally fuck at last. Because you can't smell a stench of goddamn pussy with their fucking Woodwick candles. So, the good thing about fucking in a tub too, which I've done, is the tub makes your cock look really big. All this shit's going through my head when I'm sitting there standing there before we even get in a tub. The water magnifies your cock and makes your dick look huge. You gotta keep drawing her attention to it. Hey, look at that. You put like a little tiny flower in there. A flower in there the size of a dime, just floating on the water. Isn't that a pretty flower? And she looks down and she sees your cock in the water because of the conditions and what water does. It magnifies things. She sees your cock and she thinks, wow, I'm in with a fucking 55-gallon tank of fucking something. I'm in with a goddamn landmine, one of these fucking mines on a destroyer. Look how big that cock is underwater. Boom! Waiting for the explosion between my goddamn leg. Boom! Okay, waiting for the explosion between my fucking legs. So, that's her benefits, and these are the things you got to be careful with when you're goddamn fucking. What you have to understand is, when you're fucking in the water, you can't really feel it's the same kind of sensitivity when you're fucking a pussy. So because my cock is so goddamn big, it's a huge cock. I mean, it's not a joke. If you were here, I'd bang you on, you'd see it. You'd think, fuck, he's not kidding. It's sick. It's nutty, man. Wherever they bury him, he's going to be re-fucking, and he's going to be interred or taken out, dug up 100 times just so people can see his goddamn cock and get to his cock and fuck his cock. Chicks will actually take like wooden fucking rulers and tape it onto the side of my cock to hold my cock up, and they'll put duct tape or they'll put electrical tape around that port with that piece of wood so my cock stays stiff. And they can ride Norma Augustinus' legendary cock. And it is fucking legendary. It's not a joke. I'm not going to be down on myself because I've got a bonus or I'm doing really well. Why would I do that? Why would I beat myself up? So the bad thing about fucking in the water is you can't really feel it. You can't feel it as much, and you could overfuck them. And I've done that. Now, when I took this girl in the tub, we smoked some weed, we got in the tub, we're smoking flour, laughing and shit, the hot water starts, and everything I told you starts to happen. The stink of her pussy, her torso starts getting amplified, the odors carried around the goddamn room on the molecules of hot steam. It just amplifies the shit out of it. I'm not kidding you. So, when I'm fucking her, we have to stop. She says, you gotta stop. Now, the tub, I had to keep adding water to because I just kept fucking, and the water was going over the tub, and I thought, could this thing cave in again? It did not cave in again. Water's going over the tub. There's a mini fucking fuck tsunami happening in the bathtub. I don't care what's going on in the world. I'm getting mine. She's getting hers. It didn't really fucking matter to me until she said, you gotta stop. She said, I got some real pain happening down there in my fuck area, in the area down in the torso. So I help her out of the bathtub. And she can't hardly walk. And it's something to do with the water. The water gets in the hole. It's pneumatic pressure. It's water pressure. It's in the hole. My dick is like a pneumatic fucking pump. It's like pressure sealed as my cock goes in and out. Water got in. And it kind of stretched out her cunt. And she was in pain. And she couldn't go home when the fucking 40 minutes was up. She couldn't fill the air up in the tire on the prime truck because she couldn't move, couldn't do anything. Normally, I would fill the tire back up, and she says she's back on service. She's reported with this little device she has. I'm back in service, problem solved, solution solved. It has all kinds of solutions on the menu. So when she gets out of the tub, I say, try walking around after we're done fucking. And she says, I really can't walk around. It feels like my vaginal walls are touching or got swelled up, like up about a foot. Because my dick is so big, I was hitting her cervix with my cock hat. She said, it's like my walls have swelled up and they're touching each other. As I move my legs, I feel a real irritation as I try to walk around your living room. I said, maybe more weed? She said, no, it genuinely hurts. But because I'm so mechanical, because I'm so concise, so quick, such a fast responder, such a mathematical proof-like mind, I come up with a suggestion right the fuck away. And this is not an exaggeration. How can I get her back on the road? How can I get her going? I feel slightly guilty. I banged her out so hard. It's not one of those things where you bang them out and they say they couldn't walk. It's not like that, some cliche thing. She genuinely couldn't walk. The walls in her pussy swelled up and they were touching each other. When I looked into her cunt and I pushed a tiny, like a rule in there, I could see that her pussy walls were hitting each other. They swelled up, the track going up into the area, up to the cervix, the uterus and all that. I could see that the fucking walls were actually swelled up, causing her pain when she walked. So there was one thing I tried and it worked. And I say, what could have worked? You got some kind of solution, Norm? You got some liquid, some spray, some powder, nothing like that. I come up with this fucking idea, and it works. And if it ever happens to you, you can do the same thing because it's pride proven and true. And I've tried it, and it works. I never did it before, but it did work in this instance. Have you ever heard of expanding sealant, expanding foam? They use them in construction sites. I got like 5 cans of that here. I took the expanding foam, I laid her on her back, I spread her legs, and I took the, there's a long plastic straw that comes with expanding foam sealant. And this is medium expansion. They have different grades of it. Heavy expansion, high expansion, big, low expansion, different expansions. This was medium expansion foam sealant. And I sprayed the foam sealant into her cunt. And when I sprayed it into her cunt, the foam started to expand, and it dries really quick. And as it started to expand, she said, "It's feeling better, Norm." I don't know what toxicity it is, what it could do to her overall system. She said, "You know what, Norm? It's feeling better. I feel I can walk. I can feel less pain. I feel like there isn't sandpaper rubbing against each side of my vaginal walls." And I said, "Let's see, stand up." When she stood up, she could walk. She could walk again, because walk normal. Because I found a way to expand her pussy tract, I could expand it and move the walls against away from each other, and the pain went away from me fucking her in a bathtub. It just went to goddamn away, and she's walking around like there's no problem. She said, "You know, now I can feel and reel in the afterglow of orgasm because you've spread my fucking cunt walls apart and you put expanding foam sealant into it." I said, "Yeah, I don't know what we do now. I've never done anything like that. I don't know what we do now, how we do anything now, what, how we correct it, what actions we take." She says, "You know what? Let me just leave the expanding foam sealant, the plug, the big core that you blew into my cunt. Let me in there. Let me leave it in there. Sit in there. I've done this before with regards to tampons. I've had them in my cunt long times. I've had lots of tampons since I was 12 years old, my cunt. It feels very similar." She said, "Let me leave it in there throughout my shift, because I seem like I can walk much better. And then sometime after my shift, I'm going to pull the fucking expanding foam plug out of my cunt and see how it worked." And that's how we left it. We left it just like that, man. By the way, when I was fucking in the tub, I didn't tell you this because the stink was so bad from the bubbles coming from her pussy and her shithole. I hate to say this because it's kind of private and embarrassing. I saw bugs come out of the overflow drain that's mounted to the back of the tub. That means they were being fumigated. That means they were being asphyxiated. It's kind of embarrassing. Maybe I didn't tell you that on purpose. I don't know. So she gets back into her prime truck. I fill the back tire with air. She reports that she's back in business, and she takes off. Now, later on that evening, she said to me, calls me up on the phone. "I may have been pumping off, I'm not sure, in my bedroom. I got all kinds of porn pictures there, vintage black and white pictures of chicks with big tits with their cunts out. I got my mirror bowl. I got my lava lamp. I got all kinds of shit in there to help me pump off because, I mean, that's just an organ like anything else. I want to keep my... I want to keep my fucking organ going really good." Sorry about that. I just dropped my bag of weed in here and my plate with a fucking picture of an elephant carved in. I just dropped it on the goddamn floor and the weed's everywhere. So she calls me back very late at night. She talks like this. "Norm." I say, "Yeah." She said, I just pulled the plug out. I just extracted it from my cunt. I had a good day. Your creation, your invention, your fix really worked for me." I said, "You pull it out?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Let me tell you, ask you this. What did it look like?" She said it looked like kind of like a pod, like an embryo, like something in the dirt, like these bugs you have, big white larvae in the dirt you can feed to fish and all that. I used to hunt for them. I don't know what they call them, some type of larvae. She said it looked like that. It was really eerie. And I said, "It pulled right out." She said, "Yeah." So I said to her, "Can you bring it over the next time you come over?" I said, "Other than that, your cunt's fine, no problem." She said, "Yeah, man, I had a good time." And the way she said good time and stuff, it just filled me up. It was like taking a multivitamin all at once, just taking a couple maybe, and a shot of protein in a tiny 2-ounce plastic glass. She said, "Yeah, I'm feeling good all over." And she said, "That fix really worked." So she walked delivery to delivery with expanding foam sealant lodged in her cunt to keep her cunt lips, her cunt tract, spread apart because they were really irritated from me fucking around in the bathtub, man. Really impressed me. It showed that my mind is not always way out there, that it does have controlled ideas, ideas that work, ideas that are functional, functional ideas that work with regards to women. Though most women always have liked me. But look at that. If you ever had that problem, get yourself a can of expanding foam sealant. Not some cliche thing where you fucked her so hard, her pelvic bone, her hips hurt, and her wet muscles are pulled. I'm talking about true vaginal tract expansion from fucking the dick going in and out of their big dick. Pardon me. They'll expand like a half inch, an inch in diameter, in thickness, and they can't walk because they're like, and if they're dry down there, no pussy juice, it's like it's frozen, like somebody sewed up, sutured up their fucking pussy tract. It's very uncomfortable, but look what expanding foam sealant can do for you in a pinch, man. In a pinch.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands, they're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Gwen, how are you? I hope this letter finds you happy and well. Gwen, I want to tell you something. The other day while I was walking to the Donut King so that I could buy a donut and coffee, I stumbled across something. It looked like someone had thrown away a whole untouched pizza. The pizza was lying inside a pizza box alongside the road. In addition to the pizza, there was something rolled up and wrapped in foil, and it was inside the pizza box too. The rolled up item, wrapped in tin foil, was lying on top of the pizza. Gwen, I thought I'd hit the jackpot. I can't remember the last time I got a free pizza and free breadsticks. Of course, I picked up the pizza box, and I walked over to a nearby bench, and I sat down. When I took the tinfoil off the breadsticks, I realized that someone had wrapped up a very soiled pair of women's cum panties. There were no free breadsticks, just dirty women's cum panties. Someone had blown a 2-inch in diameter hole into the ass end of the cum panty. It definitely was a dick entrance hole. Gwen, when I examined the pizza, I discovered that it wasn't cheese that had been injected into the crust of the pizza. It was semen. Someone had sucked out the melted cheese that should have been inside the crust, and instead, they shot their massive cum load into the pizza crust. I found an area of the pizza crust that looked like it had been tampered with. I believe a man's dickhead was inserted into a specially made opening built into the crust. Of course, at some point, the dude blew his load and he filled the pizza crust with his hot bubbling load of jism. Gwen, I have deduced that the following likely occurred. A dude worked at a pizza place. A woman worked there too. While the woman was rolling out pizza dough, the man came up from behind her and he crammed his cock through her hot pants and crotchless panties and clean through and into her lux asshole with his big hungry dick. The man lovingly moved the pizza dough roller in and out of the woman's tight fuckhole while he banged out her brown eye from the rear. The chick that worked there then proceeded to beat the man off using oil spooned out of a can of anchovies as a pussy-like lubricant. The chick didn't want to get cum on her clothes, and she didn't want to get pregnant, so she showed the man the fancy dick hole she crafted into the pizza crust of an uncooked pizza. Gwen, that is how the cum got into the pizza crust. The pizza hadn't been filled with cheese yet. Gwen, I found a small bite hole in one of the pieces of pizza. I believe it is the pizza delivery man's bite mark. He snuck a bite while en route to a customer's house. When he realized the cheese-filled crust had been switched out with cum-filled crust, he tossed the pizza out his car window, and he peeled out. And that's how I came across the pizza and cum panties. The woman's panties stunk of pussy, so she took them off and wrapped them up in foil, and she put them inside a pizza waiting to be delivered. Gwen, I told you, I'm every bit as good as Sherlock Holmes at practicing detective work. I'm a natural. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister in town the other day. Your big-titted little sister was planting flowers in front of the Hallmark card shop on Main Street. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she took off her halter top, brassiere, hot pants, and crotchless panties, and she lied down inside the jumbo flower box located in front of the Hallmark card store. When I got to the Hallmark card shop, your big-titted little sister had covered most of her body using flowers, and she was lying on her back inside the flower box in front of the store. Your big-titted little sister's silky legs were spread wide, and they were pulled back, and she was smiling a big toothy smile. So I pushed all of my fingers, but not my thumb, into your big-titted little sister's wet pussy. And while I was fingering your big-titted little sister's genitals using known, deep-pleasing, proven techniques, I performed a deluxe rim job on her throbbing crap hole. And while I was rimming your big-titted little sister, a woman walked up to the flower box in front of the Hallmark card shop, and she said,
"I could smell the stench of burning pussy coming from your whore's pussy 5 blocks from here. I got bent in a flower box once myself. I visited a guy that lived at 240 Central Park West. He lived on the top floor. We got to fooling around. I was throttling his cock, and he was thumbing my hungry pussy. Thumbing a pussy is when a man stands in front of a naked woman, and he extends his thumb outward, and then he shoves his thumb into a gal's cunt. We ended up fucking in a huge flower box he had resting on his balcony. He was naked lying in the flower box on his back, and I was on top also naked riding his big blood-engorged dick. It was super romantic. It was like I was Rose, and he was Jack from the Titanic movie. Unfortunately, the flower box moved, and it went over the edge, and it dropped 21 stories. Of course, the dude died when he and the flower box collided into the sidewalk. All I can really remember is me leaning hard to the right as the flower box went over the side. I came really hard. I could have clamped onto his cock using my minge muscles. I might have saved him. So what do you two kids think? Can I be a part of this far-out scene? Let's make it a threesome.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony. your rare finds an exotic treasure store manager. Attention men, take a look at one of our 85-inch HD store monitors closest to where you are standing in the store. What are you looking at? Well, I'll tell you. Keep your eyes glued to our beautiful red-headed big drummed product store demonstrator. What is she doing? She's placing a pizza on a backyard picnic table. So what you say? Not so fast, dude. This isn't an ordinary pizza. You've heard of cheese-filled pizza crust? Of course we all have. Well, the crust of this pizza isn't filled with melting cheese. It's filled with four fistfuls of bubbling, smelly semen, otherwise known as jism. Why would you want a pizza whose crust has been injected with cum? When you place this pizza in your front or backyard, nearby horny women will smell the cum, and they'll be drawn to that pizza like flies to shit. All women like cum, baby. They like it shot up their nose. They like it shot in their ears. They like it shot in their face. They like it shot into their hair. And they especially like it when your creationary cream is shot into their salivating, awaiting mouth. The holidays are coming. Ring out the holidays with cum. Mister, if you're horny, bring one of these pizzas home today and prepare for unending truckloads of ripe and ready gash. When the girl reaches for a slice, stop being nice and cram her, fool. These special women-attracting pizza crusts are filled with cum and only $9.99. It's time to end your loneliness and get yourself a tight-seamed, twin-volcanoed slut. And now on to the ladies. Girls, we're also selling pizzas with crust filled with ground-up, heavily stained cum panties. These pizzas don't have cheese-filled crust. These crusts are filled with five pairs of ground-up female cum panties imported from private schools located in China and Korea. They reek of raw pussy. Ooh-wee! Simply place one of these pizzas in your yard and the men will be drawn to it like a magnet. You're not invisible anymore, whore. You're getting dick tonight. Take it, baby, all night long. When your man pushes a slice of this pizza into his mouth, he'll instantly pop a rod and he'll think he's eating someone out. He'll look for pussy and that's where you come in. Here comes the dick. It's your hot pussy wick. You've outsmarted him, honey. Now get on all fours and take it. Jism pizza crust for attracting women and ground up cum panty filled pizza crust for attracting men are only $9.99. Come on up to the counter now while supplies last. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just walked into the private pussy washing station on the first floor. These stations can only be accessed by sliding paid-up pussy washing membership cards into the card reader mounted on the door. Ladies, why walk around smelling like raw, untamed pussy when you can scrub your cunt with our AI robots? Walk in smelling like a tuna flopping on a beach and walk out smelling like Audrey Hepburn on Oscar night. Only $5 per month, and that includes all soaps, reading material, and one pair of lemon-scented edible panties. Let's try to contact Mandy while she's inside the private pussy washing station and get her honest review of the world's first women's pussy washing station by pressing the store-wide intercom. Mandy, are you there?
I took my pants and cum panties off, and I put my feet on the footprints painted onto the floor. A little door opened, and a tiny robot came out. The robot has a scrub brush in his robot hand, and he's vigorously washing my smelly pussy. The robot is washing my cunt now. I feel like I'm going to come. The little robot is waving the scrub brush around like he's out of his mind. I gotta get out of here. The robot is trying to wash my asshole. I need help. Someone help me. I think the robot gave me a roofie.
Attention maintenance! Please head over to the private pussy washing station on the first floor. The pussy washing robot has gone awry. Please bring panties and a brassiere for Miss Phelps. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
dick!
If you enjoy Norm's show, please head to normaugustinus.com and make a financial contribution. It's our scene, man.